Hey, what's up everyone? This is your boy James and welcome to another episode of the JD Podcast. As always, I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Austin. What's going on, bro?
Nothing much, man. Just living life, living the dream.
That's all we're doing, living the dream, right? I just wanted to take a moment before we get into today's episode to thank everyone who listened to this podcast. And as some of you may know, most people don't care about listening to other people expressing their thoughts or opinions. But when your podcasts have been heard or have been played over 1,000 times, especially within a short period of time, it's an enormous achievement. Thank you all so much for all the love and support. And Austin and I are beyond grateful. Speaking of being grateful, today's episode is going to be about ungratefulness. We all have moments of ungratefulness. It's just human nature. But at the end of this episode, the goal or aspiration is for you to determine whether you are an ungrateful person or just a person who sometimes have moments of ungratefulness. So, Austin, do you think we're living in an era where people are ungrateful? Most people are ungrateful and all we do is complaining. And we're not going to exclude ourselves because we all have moments of ungratefulness. But do you think like some people, they are ungrateful by nature? And some of us, we just have moments of ungratefulness.
I think that everybody does have moments of ungratefulness. And I think that it's something that we all have to practice, like anything else. It's a virtue, you know, to be, I don't know if it's a virtue, actually. But it's definitely important, I think. And I don't think that most people are grateful. That's just the bottom line.
Especially nowadays, bro.
I think that humans have lived a long time. I don't really know how long. But we've had a lot of advancements. And we don't think about those advancements, but I know that I never farm, and I don't kill my own animals, and I don't, you know, do the whole crop thing. I don't do any of that, and I never think once about the people that do. So I guess in that regard, I'm not very grateful. I don't think about those individuals.
See, that's honesty, man.
Yeah, and
I can tell you myself. I don't consider myself as an ungrateful person, but I, like you just said for yourself, we all have moments of ungratefulness. Sometimes I can be really ungrateful, but the difference is that when I'm being ungrateful, I realize it. I'm like, James, what are you doing? Like, what are you complaining about? Like, come on, bro, chill.
Yeah, you have a significant other, and you don't show that appreciation. I mean, I think they really go hand in hand with being grateful. You know, you're happy that that individual is in your life, and you should show them that you're grateful and show them that appreciation. So whether you're trying to appreciate a farmer or your significant other, I think it's still pretty valuable.
But, you know, we can get so caught up in our own bubbles and concerned with our own problems that we forget to think about and appreciate the things that we actually have. For some of us, all we do is complain about things. We complain about things that we don't have or things that we could have had. But I'm pretty sure if we take a step back to look at the bigger picture, that we'll become fully aware of everything we should be thankful for.
So when you say take a step back, how do you do that? Because I feel like a lot of people are going to think that they take a step back and maybe not do it, and I'm kind of included in that.
That simply means that you have a moment of realization, I would say. When you see things that's happening to other people, and then you look at yourself, or you're looking
reflection.
At yourself, there we go, the reflection. You're looking at yourself in the mirror, and you're like, yeah.
But well, not just yourself, but, you know, how you affect other people around you.
Yeah, because, bro, come on. All we do is complaining, man. I mean, we spend more time complaining than contemplating. We have a job, but we complain about it. We complain about not liking the job, not liking waking up early in the morning to go to that job, or not liking the people that we work with. When we should be grateful for having a job and being able to wake up in the morning. By the way, if you go to work to like or to be liked by your coworkers, you get it all wrong. That's a whole nother subject anyway. But we complain so much about everything, every little thing, that we become so miserable, so depressed and low-spirited. It sucks the life out of us, which makes us unappreciative of life. You know, we are healthy and we don't seem to value that. We are well and alive, but complaining about getting older when there are people who never get the chance to grow old. The point is, what do we really want from life? I mean, if we don't appreciate life, life won't appreciate us. I guess what I'm trying to say is that we need to be more mindful of the life that we are living. Of course, we are humans, and therefore, from time to time, we all have moments of ungratefulness, but we shouldn't let that define who we really are.
I think that you make a lot of good points from appreciating your job. I mean, for the longest time, life was about survival, and for a lot of people, it still is. And for the people who still think that they're just surviving, that's been the way it's been forever. And for the people who think that they actually have it a little easier than others, you should appreciate that. And I've been in both places, and I don't even know where I'm at now. I know I'm still trying to get somewhere, so I'm going to keep doing that. And I'm going to appreciate the people that are around me who help me achieve the things that I wish to achieve, and I hope to help others achieve things that they want to. And I think living like that, you're actively looking at how you can have a positive influence in other people's lives. And then you naturally have that appreciation because you were in it. You were a part of it. You know about it. Knowledge is power. You know, you could feel more powerful. There's a lot of positives with that.
Yeah, there is. But, you know, sometimes, I mean, we keep saying we. It's because, like, we're not going to talk about people, make it seems like we are perfect, and we're going to talk about other people in a negative way. But for some of us, or most of us, we only wait when there's, like, a special holiday or Thanksgiving, for instance. Around Thanksgiving time, everybody is so thankful. Like, if you go to social media, which we talk about in our last podcast, if you go to social media, everybody posting things that they're thankful for, their family, their kids, their wives, their husbands. But after that, you never hear from them again about being thankful for those people, except or around Christmas, except like in a special holiday. Like, don't you think like we should be thankful?
You make a wonderful point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but that was just a wonderful point. And it actually made me kind of think of it a different way. Thanksgiving is a mindful holiday. It's a holiday based around being mindful of others and how they affect your life in a positive way. So that's good, but also the value and the moral of the story is that you could do it every day.
Every day, yeah.
Just like Valentine's Day. That's what everybody says every Valentine's Day. Oh, well, I should appreciate my spouse every day of the year.
Now, I can treat my spouse like crap, but that one day of the year, one day of the year, I can buy her flowers and chocolate and make her feel special.
That was sarcasm, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay, just making sure. I don't want there are a bunch of negative comments. Because again, since this is part of, you know, the media and social media, that those negative comments.
you know we don't really care about, you know how we do it. We don't really care about, I mean, we do care about negative comments, but, you know, but some people will try to come at you. Like me, for instance, they say, oh, you have an accent. Sometimes you're talking.
It's entertainment.
We can't understand you. But I'm like, bro, if I say F you, would you understand me now? You know, but you know, the thing is, like, not because that's another subject, but not because you're speaking English with an accent, that means you don't speak English. Not because you don't use the big words, that doesn't mean like you don't speak English. We use language to communicate, to understand each other.
But it's not intellect.
I know, right? I've
met some very well-spoken people who are stupid.
We're going off subject right now.
Okay,
but
yeah.
That's a whole nother subject. But yeah, but you know, like, it's amazing. That mean, like, you know, sometimes I feel like we are like hypocrites. You mentioned Valentine's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
some guys, that's the only time they really make their spouse feel special. But why do you have to wait like a specific day? Why do you have to wait Thanksgiving or Christmas? All the holidays that have to do with spending time with family. You know, we don't have to wait like when something happened. Like, you know, if you remember 9/11, everybody was so thankful.
Or when Kobe died.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have to wait for something bad to happen to make us realize, or school shooting or something to happen and to make us realize, you know, how to be thankful, how to be appreciative, how to be grateful.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I try to appreciate my spouse all of the time. But then there are times when I don't think about it. And in those times that I'm not thinking about it, I might mess up.
Well, we are humans, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And that's an important piece, because I think some people can get on this bandwagon and be like, I'm going to appreciate, I'm going to be grateful. And then they stumble and fall. And
yep.
Then they go, you know, this was really hard. It's too much work for me. It's too much mindfulness. It makes me feel too bad because it makes me feel not good enough. It makes me feel like I'm never where I should be. And man, that's just part of the way you play, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that those are just the way emotions work. So yeah, back to the example.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking of her, and then I do, you know, I have a negative action towards her, and it doesn't end well. And that's when, you know, you do the whole apology thing. And
that's what I mean by taking a step back, like reflection.
Exactly.
Exactly. You see what we just did there?
Yeah. It was nice. And again, and that's just, it's the way it works. You know, kind of like the 7 steps of loss, right?
Yeah.
It's just the way that it works. And I think it's a healthy way, in a way that can make you, well, happier, because you're actively appreciating things. I never really liked sushi, and I'm trying real hard.
Speaking of sushi, no lie, I have never had sushi in my life.
I've only had it a couple weeks ago. The raw fish, I was scared.
Just because they say the fish is raw, that I think that's why I'm not interested on trying it.
It was a texture thing for me. I couldn't get past it until a couple weeks ago. My friend took my family out, and we had some sushi bowls, and it was lovely.
Were you grateful for the sushi?
I was very grateful, because I don't think I would have gotten it myself, because I'm too afraid to not like something. Sushi's expensive, and it was a lovely joint, you know? And the flavors were just phenomenal. And I think, like, I mean, the raw fish was good, you know? But this isn't a food review show, and it's not about sushi. But the point was, is that I was so grateful that we did that. It was a wonderful experience, and not only with sushi, but with my friend. And I was grateful to have it all.
And spending some quality time with your friends and family. But, you know, one thing that we can clearly see is that just the point I made earlier, all we hear nowadays is complaints. People just like can't seem to stop complaining about things, including us. You know, sometimes I complain about like little thing, and I'm like, bro, what's wrong with you? And I don't remember where I read something. I don't remember the exact words, but it was like, when you're going through stuff, you know, just think about someone out there that's actually fighting for their lives. Like, you know, it's just like going to the ER, going to the hospital, and you see that person is almost dying, going to cardiac arrest, and then there's that other patient that came in and complaining about, oh, my toe hurts.
Yeah, so people who are close to me know this is kind of the way that I feel. But I try to be a grateful person in general, and I love the book of Job. Because, you know, he had everything, he lost it, and exactly. It was a good moral.
That's a good point that you...
And actually, yeah, that actually could play a part in the podcast. But the point was, is that, you know, he lived like a king. And I think of how we live generally, right? Even if we're just middle class or lower middle class, Like, you know, we've got an oven that cooks food. We've got microwave ovens that cooks food in like 10 minutes and then we can have it. You know, there are air fryers that you can buy for $40 now that'll make you mozzarella sticks that taste just like they were from Chili's. Like, you have so much at your fingertips on top of the fact that we have Google. You could learn anything you want.
Or YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much stuff out there that you're not limited. In so many parts of history, there has been a facet of life that has been limited. And some people are still limited. And we happen to be fortunate to at least have access to that, right? Yeah. Not everybody does have access to the internet or an air fryer or whatever the case is. So that's something that I became very grateful of. I have a roof over my head. And so I have all of these things. I have this vehicle, right? That gets me from one point to another point very quickly and decently efficiently. Nothing crazy, but like it's more efficient than a camel. It's more efficient than a horse. And so I'm thinking like, hey, this is pretty darn good. Like how kings used to live. How do I live now?
It's just like having a phone. Like every year there's a brand new phone. But what's the difference between the old phone? I can still do things that I can do on this phone as the new phone. Yeah. Like, I don't know, bro.
It's just being grateful with the features that you have.
I guess.
But you don't have, you know, a fully screened fingerprint reader but on your phone. So, it's not the best.
Yeah, but, you know, some people, they want big things. They won't be feeling that sense of gratefulness until they have something big that they desire.
We do this podcast as people who have something. But I can tell you there are a lot of people with a lot more than us.
Yeah.
But we definitely do have something.
One thing, especially in this country, you know, you won't know that because, obviously you're born here.
I don't know.
No.
I'm just a natural-born American.
You know, most Americans, if they never go to another country, and I'm not talking about big countries, I'm talking about like poor countries. If you've been living here in the U.S. for your whole life and you never travel to go see what's going on, and I'm not going to say Africa because when people talk, they always bring up Africa as if Africa is the only continent or a country that has problem. But if you never travel to go see what's going on in other countries, you would never be as grateful as you should be.
So I'm going to say that I half agree with you. I think that the premise and the ideology that you have is perfect. And I think the only difference is that it's not limited to a country, but it's the premise of traveling. Because I don't really go outside the country, but I have traveled quite a bit throughout my life. And I've been poor. And I've not been poor, and I've been a lot. And it was seeing those poor parts of the country that I was like, wow, there's 16 people in a house, but everybody seems happy. That's crazy to me. I can't believe it. They're all happy with broken phones. They're all smiling all the time. This is crazy. And it was fine.
And some people don't believe that those places actually exist in the U.S.
Yeah, and that's another point. Those places exist in the U.S. Africa's bad. So is the U.S. I've been to those places.
But, you know, like the point I was making was that some people, some Americans, they never travel to really see how people are living in other countries, like things that we take for granted here in the U.S. And then when you go to another country, what's that saying that says one man's trash is another man's treasure? Please. So if you don't go outside of the U.S. to see what's going on to other countries, how people are living. You know, sometimes I go to other countries and then when I come back to the U.S., I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I was a king. You know, I have a kingdom, and the kingdom is necessities, is getting everything that I need. Yeah. Everything is like right here. Yet I complain so much.
Our kingdoms are not mansions. You know, it could be a one-bedroom apartment that's 500 square feet. It could be a studio. It doesn't matter. It's a matter about the quality and the quality of life. And people's definition of quality is different, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's your opinion, right?
Yeah.
Like, Are you okay with that? Are you satisfied with that? Are you satisfied living in that one-bedroom apartment? Because if so, that's fine. And there are a lot of business executives who are not married who have the best one-bedroom apartments. And that's amazing for them because it's, you know, top tier, you know, skyscraper, one-bedroom. I don't know if that exists. But well, that's my point. I've never been there. But I'm grateful. And I still see where I am as a kingdom.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes people have to have a reality check, and meaning that you have to see other places, you have to see other things that are going on in other countries to realize how good you have it. No matter how bad things are going here in the U.S. for some people, but it's better than other places. And we're still talking about being grateful. You gotta be grateful that we are living in the best country in the entire world. So we have everything, like we have the latest technology. We have, like, when you go to the doctors, like, you know, now they don't, for some surgeries, they don't have to cut you open.
But see, okay, right here, we have the latest technology. They don't have to cut you open. But see, the people that are going to rebuttal you are the people that are going to say, yeah, but I don't have access to that. I'm only going to say this, so...
You got me there, bro.
You know,
you got me.
I do glasses, and not everybody can afford the best. Not everybody wants the best.
Well, I just can't afford it myself.
Well, and then that's my point.
And my friend makes glasses. I
still can't afford. Come on down, and I will get you a pair.
Come on
my
down,
friend.
And we'll make something happen.
Yeah, I got you, bro. No, but that's my point. That's the rebuttal, is that they don't have access to it. So what do we say? What do?
Still be grateful that at least your country have it. You don't have access to it. But if you're dying, I don't think like they'll let you die just because you can afford.
But then some people would say,
uh-huh.
But they would let you die. Depending on the hospital, they don't care. Or you don't have the right insurance, they don't care. You need a kidney transplant, they don't care. You're too old, you're too sick, you're too that. They don't care. That's what they're going to say. So how can you be grateful in a place that doesn't care? That's what they're going to say. They're going to get angry. Everybody's going to get angry. This is what the people are going to say, okay? Because this whole first part of the podcast was about us being grateful. And the second part of the podcast is going to be about how... everybody can take this negatively as, and I think it's crazy.
I wasn't thinking about that before, but that's true. How can you be grateful when your country has the latest technology, the latest medical technology, and yet you don't have access to it? How can you be grateful?
Because you do what you can do. I have not always had access to what I have access to. I haven't always had a car.
But you're still here.
You're right. I'm still here.
I think I just answered the question. When to the people, including me, like I know some of the stuff, medical stuff, I can't afford because everything is about insurance and stuff. But not because I can't afford them or I can't have access to them that I'm not gonna be grateful. I'm still gonna be grateful that I'm still able to live. I'm still alive. Let's see if I need a knee replacement. I'm not that old, by the way. But if I need a knee replacement and that I don't have the proper insurance to get that knee replacement, am I still gonna be grateful? Yes, because you know why? As long as I can walk on this bad knee, I'm still gonna be grateful.
And then you can't work with the bad knee.
I feel like this guy is going up against me today.
No, see, this is...
That's critical thinking, though.
That is critical thinking. And I think that's what everybody needs. When we complain, we only think about one side of it. When we're grateful, sometimes we're still blinded by being grateful. And life is multifaceted. It was easier when we were kids because there was... a couple fast. There was home life and there was school life and that was it. That was it. And now we have social media and now it's... it was just what? Like MySpace and then it was just Facebook. Yeah. And then it was... and now it's everything. And now there's so many facets, dude. It's so hard to keep track.
I don't know if some people know that most of the time, only me know what subject we're going to talk about in the podcast. I know, Austin, for a fact that I never tell you. When I text you, I never tell you what the subject is going to be about. I never tell you anything, which is what's good about the podcast. And people are listening. They can see that it's not scripted. You see, you ask me a bunch of questions and I go like, that made me think.
Yeah, I think that's why I might say something wrong, and I'm sorry. Well, but that's the honesty. Yeah. People say wrong things
when they are honest.
And I will have to apologize sometimes, right?
Yeah.
To the people that I hurt. But that's why I don't do a lot of social media, because it's easy to offend. I like to deal with people who are in front of me, because if I do something wrong, I can fix it right there. I can be in front of you and I can say, I'm sorry that I didn't mean to hurt you.
But if you do it on social media and it's already been shared like 1,000 times, that's it.
And you were working your 8-hour shift and now everybody's mad and you didn't even know why and you didn't even mean it. It's hard to be grateful.
Yeah. But you know, like you got me think there, bro. Like when you ask me that question, what about those people who don't have access to the thing that we have here? You know, some people are listening. They can answer this question, but right now, like I said, this podcast is unfiltered. That makes me think, man. Like good point, bro. And good, good critical thinking, man.
And I hope that a lot of other people think and comment, and we can get to the bottom of this. There's going to be a lot of holes that need filling.
I was just thinking about we being ungrateful. We don't contemplate what we have. We're not happy with what we have. And when I make that point about medical, and you make that point, what about the people who don't have access? What about those people? Should they still be grateful?
Yes. And again, I said yes last time, and it's because that's not what we're not talking about what you don't have. That's the point. Yes, they don't have access to it, and I don't have access to some stuff, and you don't have access to some stuff, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the stuff that we do have access to. So the people that rebuttal it with, oh, I don't have access to that, well, then that doesn't pertain to you.
Should you still be grateful, though?
That other people have it? Yeah. Because you're supposed to love. And should you be grateful for the things that you do have? Yeah, because you actually do have them. So maybe you don't have that. But you know what? I have a car that gets me from A to B. And I didn't always have that. So I'm going to be grateful. I don't have a Lamborghini. So I can't be grateful for that. And I don't have a Cadillac. So I can't be grateful for that. Could I be envious? Yeah. Should I be envious? No. So there are some luxury items that I don't have. And some people would say necessities in terms of like different types of insurances and... you know, there's a lot of equipment around, and maybe, you know, technically we should insure some equipment. But again, it's just, that's not it. That's just not how it goes, not how it went. And
so the fact of the matter is we should be grateful with what we have.
Yeah.
Not what we wish we could have. Bro, that podcast got me. Now I'm thinking, I'm like, James, I know I'm not... Naturally, I'm not an ungrateful person. I just have moments of ungratefulness. But now I'm thinking, I'm like, James, maybe you should be grateful for, I don't know, for everything you have. I come to today thinking we're just going to talk about us being ungrateful for things that we have. And then actually it makes me see things in a different way, bro. Just yeah. All because of you, man. See, that's why people listen to this podcast. That's why I like about having this podcast with someone like you, man. That's how you make friends, man. Choose people that are smart, people that are like you, people that can think like you, that see things like you, people that can make you think like...
It's hard to appreciate your 1,000 followers.
I'm grateful for you, bro.
Thank you.
You see what I just did there?
Yeah, that went over my head. I saw the point that you were making. I was like, that's such a good point. And it made me think that it's sometimes you forget to be grateful for the people. For the people that are in front of you. And then it made me think, well, how can you possibly be grateful for all of the all of your followers. If you, like, can you set time aside to be grateful for every one of those people? Or are you just going to lump sum them, you know? You're just going to be like, yeah, I'm grateful for all of them. That's good. I spent 1 minute on that. See, it is such a complex subject, and you can look at it so many different ways. Because, you know, I said that.
Yeah.
You said that. And yeah, now it makes me think that I guess
we can spend the whole night talking about ungratefulness and go off subject, and but that, like you said, that's a big subject, man. Like
sometimes the podcast is just entertainment. Sometimes there's a point. Sometimes there's a discussion. It's not just, you know. It's not a script.
Yeah, exactly. And people can hear that, but like, it can't be a script. Because now after the podcast, I'm going to have to go and think about other things. Like, I was looking at one side of the story, and then now it's going to be time for me to look at the other side of the story.
Straight from the basement.
That's your mama's basement.
So, Austin, you're going to like what I have for you today.
What do you have?
So, today, we're going to talk about burps.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hold on.
See, I knew you would like burps, bro. Nothing grosses me out more when... oh, my gosh. You see, that's why I didn't want... Bro.
Oh, man.
That is disgusting, bro.
Sorry. I'm back. Anyways.
But, bro.
Okay.
Bro,
on topic, that's what we're talking about, it right?
Bro, nothing grosses me out more when someone burps. When someone burps on my face,
I did not do that.
No, and that I can smell what they just had for lunch. I mean, it's a natural thing, and sometimes it comes out of nowhere, but it can be really nasty. And in some culture, for instance, in my culture, in the French culture, when you burp in public and not saying excuse me or sorry, it is considered as a sign of disrespect or lack of good manners or demeanors, whatever they call it. Whereas in the American culture, no offense, but you know, usually when people say no offense, that means they're about to offend you.
I mean, this is sad.
But in the American culture, you can burp without even have to excuse yourself.
I didn't.
You just burp, and you did not say...
I am a horrible American. So this is the thing.
I mean, it's not just American. It was just an example.
No, but that's the point. I mean, it was right in character. It was the perfect timing. But I mean, you're right. I didn't say excuse me. And I know a lot of people don't say excuse me. I know a lot of people that do.
But if you go to France and then you do such a thing, you can't even burp that
such
loud.
Such a thing.
Such a natural thing. You can't even burp. Let's say you're eating in a restaurant. You can't even freaking burp like this.
They're going to kick you out?
And no, everybody going to turn their head and look at you and like, what?
You heathen?
Hey. Where do you come from?
I love burping. I was taught at a young age. My mom taught me. It was awesome. She taught me how to burp my ABCs. I don't think I can do it anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
But in all growing up, my brothers and I would have burping contests, see who was the loudest, who was the longest, who had, you know, the most bass, and who could really just make it echo.
Oh, gosh.
And it was a magnificent thing.
Wow. You think that is magnificent?
It's a roar. It is a roar. One of the most guttural sounds you can make, and it is a natural sound, okay?
It is, but bro, it can be so nasty. But like we said last time in one of our podcasts, we as humans, we are nasty, bro. We you know, we are nasty from the inside.
We hide
the
our
inside.
Nasty.
Yeah,
but
I know.
We are
very nasty, but I know, like, it's just like last time we talked about fart. It's just like it's a natural occurrence, but that doesn't change the fact that it's nasty, dude.
Look, all I'm saying is that I appreciate that burping.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
I appreciate the burping culture, okay? There are a lot of cultures out there that you can appreciate. You can appreciate meme culture. You can appreciate Facebook culture. You can appreciate burping culture. And don't take away and say that my culture is negative, okay? Okay, I like burping.
No, I'm not saying your culture is negative. That was just the point I was making. Like, I was just telling you, just in case, bro, just in case, if one day I take you home, I take you to friends, bro.
Oh, you're gonna take me home?
You're gonna have to promise me, man, that you won't burp like you just did earlier. When we go out to eat and friends, bro, even when we're in public, you can't do things like that.
I will not.
You know.
Yeah, that's right.
What was that sound of, what was your burping again? Well, bro, that was a loud sound. Golly.
Straight from the basement.
That's your mama's basement.
What is your final thought on the subject of the day, on gratefulness, that we are grateful, we should be more grateful, we don't have to wait when it's Thanksgiving or a special holiday to be thankful or to be grateful for the people that we have and for things that we have? What is your final thought on that subject matter?
I think it all comes back to mindfulness. I think that you can be mindful in general and gratefulness will follow. Everything's interconnected. We're talking about gratefulness, and it's not, we quickly derailed into envy, and then we both kind of got, we dwelled on it. We couldn't get our heads around it.
Yeah.
Around it.
Especially
we were like,
me.
Oh my goodness, that is such a great point. And we started to feel bad about ourselves, and that's exactly what I warned him about. I said that's exactly what was going to happen, and it happened. But we overcame it.
But I still have some thinking to do.
Yeah, so do I. You know, we talk about gratefulness, and I think there's a slew of other things that are interconnected with gratefulness that we can talk about.
But remember, folks, just because you have your moments of ungratefulness, that doesn't mean you're an ungrateful person. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it. Peace out.
Bye.